Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So we thought we'd do something special this week. Because we've all said, well, you know, the difference between 10 and 1, I don't know.
It's tough sometimes.
Yeah.
It's really tough. So here's what we're doing. And this is just for fun. So we have put the names, we came up with like 50.
Yes, 53.
Off the top of our head, 53 different people that could be very deserving to be in this top 10 of the P1 Power Rankings.
Yes. Yeah.
So we just decided here's what we're going to do. Spencer, what is this bag?
It's Christie's Cookies.
Use it for your headphones?
Yeah, I decided to switch it up. Usually the headphones we use are pretty standard broadcast headphones, and they come with a little black vinyl bag. I just want to switch it up, so I put it in a cookie
bag.
It's
nice. No, I like it. It's nice. So we've got the Christie's cookie bag, but we've got 53 names in there, and we're just going to draw. Oh, am I going to start?
Yeah, you're first.
Okay, so number 10.
Number 10?
So here's number 10. So here's the deal. We're going to draw a name, and then everybody says nice things about him, and then we draw another name.
Okay.
And it's good. Oh God,
that's hard.
I don't. This is. I'm a little nervous.
It's kind of like a lottery.
At number 10, P1 Power Couple, Chloe and Jeff. Here is how adorable. Actually, Kayla tells this story. Did you see them last weekend?
I saw Chloe and Jeff on Sunday afternoon. They came by a gig at InStyle Furniture, and we hung out for like an hour and a half.
And the important part, though, and I want to just keep it. I don't mean to rush you along, but so the cute thing about it is they're going to China.
Yes.
And they were worried that their P1 Power Rankings might suffer.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to call in, and they realize that. So their plan of attack is to wear their Chep Buchanan Show shirts and hit as many international places as possible and take photos and post them on social media.
That's outside cool. of the Great Wall, I would have no idea. The rest of it's all obliterated. I mean, honestly.
What is that? I don't know. It looks like China.
Could they end up in jail for wearing our shirts?
I hope not.
No. I don't think so.
They told me this. They can't because they go to Hong Kong. There's riots that are happening. You can't wear black or white in Hong Kong because black means that you're part of
the
riots.
Yeah, it signifies something.
So that's the reason they're going to wear all their colorful Chep Buchanan Show shirts.
As long as they don't voice their support for Hong Kong's protesters in a Chep Buchanan Show shirt, I think they'll be fine.
I was just worried that, like, I don't know, like, can you wear a Pepsi shirt if you're there?
I think so.
You can. I don't know. Okay.
Can you wear a brand name? I know nothing about it.
Yeah, I think you can.
Okay, well, they'll be fine. Chloe and Jeff, number 10.
Yeah. There you go. Good job.
Okay, who's number 9? Kayla.
Number 9 is Spence's nemesis, Shelly Cowart.
I love it. I love it. Shelly
awesome.
Cowart, the name that strikes fear into Spence's heart when she shows up on Spence's challenge.
Now, she's never, ever actually beaten me.
She got close a couple of times.
Yes, no, I've defeated her by one like 4 times.
And I don't really know how she's become Spence's nemesis because, like you said, she's never won.
Exactly.
She's never done any, but she's gunning for you, and we know that she knows how to play the game.
Right.
And I think that, and it's just fun. If you know anything about this show, I like everybody to have a character. I like everybody to be known for something.
Yeah.
And that's what Shelly Cowart is known for, and she's just great. So Chloe and Jeff, the P1 Power Couple, at number 10. And then Shelly Cowart.
That's as fun as can be. That's great.
At number 9.
So
I love
funny.
The randomness. Who's number 8?
At number 8, Jay Stu.
Very deserving.
Yeah, it deserves to be somewhere in the top 10. Kayla, do you have thoughts on Jay Stu?
He does the nicest things for all the P1s, and I appreciate that. Like, brought Wayne the Flagger, another hardcore P1, coffee a couple of times, and tries to make it out and just be the mayor of P1 City. And
well,
I don't think he tries.
That's the beauty of that. I don't think he tries to be the mayor. And in fact, people have gone, well, you know, Jay Stu's going to have to decide on what, you know, is happening with the... And I'm like, wow, we've lost control of this,
yeah,
haven't we?
Right.
This whole thing has gotten away from us, hasn't it? And he'll say, I'm not in charge of any of it.
Right.
Yeah.
But I love that. And I think it's fun and random that Jay Stu is at number 8. Anything else, Spence, whilst I draw?
No, you know, he's just a good-natured, happy-go-lucky kind of guy and really loves the show and has become really good friends with you. And he's just a good guy.
And there's been some drama that has popped up within the community. And I love that he's just kind of like, I don't want any part of this.
Yeah.
I don't want any part of it. Number 7, the queen of the first pick, Brandy Pineda.
Hey, very nice.
I think the name says it all. The queen of the first pick, what more do you need to know? Right.
Nothing.
But she's got one kid, another one on the way.
Did I hear that she's on bed rest?
She's on bed rest right now because she's due like any day.
So she's in her bed. She cannot get away from Alexa, who is now playing it. Alexa, play 98.5 KLUC. Now perfect. For Brandy.
I love that. Brandy, the queen of the first pick at number 7.
Number 7.
Good luck with the baby. Oh, I can't wait. She makes cute babies.
Yeah.
Oh,
she
my
really
God.
Does.
Yeah, Gabe is amazing.
I just love her.
Kid.
She's, you know what? And she's low key also, but she's so nice, but she is not to be messed with.
Right?
That's the one thing I know. I bet when those eyes turn cold, forget about
it.
Forget about it. Who is number 6?
The most prolific contest winner in Las Vegas radio history.
It's true.
Tammy Wilkins.
By the way, nice job with the title.
That's good?
The most prolific contest winner in Las Vegas radio history. I dubbed her with that because it seemed like she could win whatever she wanted to whenever she wanted to win it. Yeah, and she pops in and pops out.
Yeah.
I don't know if somebody's got better prizes than us or what the deal is.
But she gets around a little bit on that.
But she can quote the show. Like I'm quite she does. She does pop around, admittedly, but she can quote the show at times, which I find flattering.
And she also she'll tell you. It's not that she's listening to other stations because she likes them, but she will tell you straight out, we are her favorite. And then she goes to the other stations for the prizes.
Yep.
Somehow you got to respect that.
Yeah, sure.
You got to respect that. Number 5, Spence.
Top 5 for this week. Hot Ryan pops into the top 5.
Hot Ryan in the top 5. Hot Ryan, you know what? You know what I feel like Hot Ryan is in this whole endeavor?
What's that?
For whatever reason. You know how Gary Spivey will tell you that he gets visions in his head? He pops, I see this picture in my head. So when you say Hot Ryan, the first thing that popped into my head, Ed, I'm not kidding you. The voice of reason. It just always feels like Hot Ryan is the rudder of this whole thing. She's not too high. She's not too low. She
always brings it on the phones.
She's not bringing the drama. She's active on social.
No, and you see her on social. She's level-headed.
That's what I'm saying. Keeps,
I completely agree with that.
The voice.
Yeah, the voice of reason.
The voice of reason.
Hot Ryan.
Hot Ryan. What more are you going to say about that? Nothing. And it's so funny. These are all the same names, except for Tammy. Well, Tammy Wilkins and Shelly Coward.
Shelly's been mentioned as like a bubbling under because she came close to winning at Spence's Challenge, but Tammy's never popped the top 10.
I'm really digging here in the Christie's Cookies bag for number 4. And it's Professor Blue.
Nice.
Oh, how funny, Professor Blue. Just the nicest guy. He really,
really is.
And he's like, he really wants to, there are some people that compete for the P1 power rankings. And by the way, we're on to you too. So, I mean, much love, but if you're competing, well, that's not, I mean, we appreciate it, but you know what I'm saying? Like, we just want the best listeners
that are really passionate about it and want to, you know, be part of the team, part of the fun of it.
So you know what the part that Professor Blue likes? He likes the idea that we're all going to show up in the same spot.
Yeah.
He likes the idea that we're all going to hang out. He likes the idea that everybody's got shirts. He likes the idea that there's a community. And 99% of the time he goes, God, thanks for reaching out. I got kids.
Yeah.
But he's such a good dude. Remind me to call my boy with that I do all the music with at Aces and Rebels. And he does VGK as well to get Professor Blue's music played inside the Fortress.
Yeah, they have a local artist spotlight even.
Which would be dope.
Right?
My goal in the next couple of weeks is to get the recipe, which I realize is probably very simple, but his wife made us this like marshmallow popcorn chocolate.
S'mores popcorn.
S'mores popcorn. It's freaking delicious, man. And I got to get the recipe because my boyfriend would eat bags and bags of it.
Do you want that?
Yeah.
It's going to just tear up his insides, and he's going to be 500 pounds.
A happy man. He would be a very happy man if he had that in the house, and that's all I go for.
So basically, she's just trying to keep Buddy quiet.
Hey, he can't leave me if he can't get out the front door. Goals. Okay?
All right, number three, Kayla.
Number three, Alex Mertel.
How about that?
I'll tell you one thing. I love the Mertel family in general, but
We love them.
And Alex had surgery a few weeks ago. And just a simple, like, you guys have known Alex way longer than I've known Alex. And I just love them so much. So we ended up sending Alex just some flowers, you know, some get well flowers or whatever. Puts it up on social media and is like, this is family. This is what family's about. And I really appreciate that she considers us family, man.
Well, and we appreciate you guys. Yeah, you're right. Kayla, you're so right. Just love the Mertels.
Exactly.
All
just
of them.
Good kids.
Individually.
Kids. I don't know why I said
that. You crazy kids.
And there are a lot of people that love the Vegas Golden Knights. She's right up there with a lot of people that love them a lot.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Yeah, and they're Steelers fans. And that, you know what I've learned? Honestly, I'm trying to think and make sure I'm not going to screw up this, what I'm about to say. I know a fair number of Steelers fans. They're all great. They really are. They're great. I can say it. Cool. They're great. They're great. And so if I find out somebody's a Steeler fan now, I kind of go, you must be all right. You'll at least make the next level. All right, Spence, who's number two?
I was joking around with this one.
You wrote your mom on one of them.
Really? Come on.
I was hoping one of you guys would get it. You go, your mom.
Huh? It's real funny.
It is funny if you get it.
Your mom.
I know.
I just mouthed to him. I could say it because it's the podcast. I just mouthed to him. My mom's dead.
Like, way to go. Insensitive real
funny,
much?
Real funny asshole. Way to go.
Damn it, Chet. No, I got to put explicit language on this podcast.
18 plus. Does it drive the numbers? Because I would be more inclined to listen.
Right.
To cursing plus. Podcasts?
Because you're so used to people being, you can't say anything like that. And then when you hear.
Like what?
You're like shit. You can't say
You can't say that.
You sounded like you were doing a commercial. Like shit. Okay, number two.
Boom, Wayne the Flagger. Pow.
How about that?
Deserving.
How about that? He would deserve that on most weeks.
Yeah.
Most weeks he's number two.
Wayne would be number two. Just the nicest guy. Heavy on social media. We give him a pass on being on the phones a little bit just because, well, there are moving vehicles around him. He is unprotected, and he's kind of got to focus.
Yeah.
So, Wayne cannot, because he truly is a flagger.
When they take two lanes and they get it down to one and they can only bring one side through at a time, you want that guy paying attention. Otherwise, things can go bad.
Yeah, so exactly. We're cool with it. But I'll tell you what, if he finds out that we're out somewhere, he's showing up.
He does.
Yeah.
He is showing up. And again, just another one of those really good people.
Can I put out one thing with Wayne? He has the greatest smile ever.
Yep.
Like, oh my God, it's the most infectious smile that I want to smile with him all the time. I know
he's got
all
Jesus
visual,
in his heart,
is
man.
Is that what it is?
You know what's funny?
Because he got Jesus in his heart.
I get lost in his eyes. So
he has the greatest blue. I know he does have the greatest blue eyes.
I didn't know what color they were.
They're blue and they're amazing.
Can't make fun of her. She doesn't understand I'm making fun of her.
No, you stop. Stop it. I love you, Wayne.
And number one.
It's on you, Chet.
Who's going to be number one?
Who's
going to
be it? It's not going to be your mom.
It's going to be number one. Your mom's out. Mom's out. My mom's dead, asshole. How funny is this? And I'm so glad that this name ended up in here because this is one of those people that I know is a hardcore that, and literally, I there just aren't a lot of people in this world that look at us like the way she looked at us. And we love her and she is so sweet and we don't get to talk to her hardly ever. And I don't know why. Kylie West.
Kylie.
How fun West. That Kylie West is number one on this list. She pops up every once in a while. And remember, she came in the studio that one day.
When what's his name from Chippendales? It does a residency at Chippendales like once every couple of years.
Was it Vinny?
Tyson Beckford?
Oh, it was Tyson.
We did
Tyson
breakfast in bed with Tyson Beckford, and she could lay in bed, and she was like, "Nah, I'm here for you guys."
Which that was hers.
That was hers.
Okay, and that, you know what, Kayla, that is the definitive story right there, because we were like, "Yeah, Tyson Beckford, yay!" And she's like, "Yeah, okay, cool,
yeah, right."
But I'm really excited to see you.
Ah,
and that was. Yeah, she's all right. That's she good people.
She's such good people.
You know what, Kylie? Now, as number one, in the totally random, picked out of a Christie's cookies bag, the totally random P1 power rankings, you know what? I think you've got a little bit to live up to, and we need to see and hear from you a little more often.
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah. Much love.
Oh, love it.
Yeah, I just made that up. The totally random
P1
power rankings picked out of the Christie's cookie bag. as you well know, we love you all.
Yeah.
We really do. And thank you. We appreciate you. And yeah, I guess that's it.
Yeah.
We'll see you again real soon, everybody. Bye, assholes.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.